Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Aleph. We are holding a daf Nun on the base, 8 lines from the end of the page. Last one on line, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Elida Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, La Shalom, Shom Shlev Aliyah, and also by Chani and J.J. Hornblass, in memory of Chani's father, Meir Penstein, Zichron Levracha, Meir Yosef Ben Avram, his Shom Shlev Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to talk about which types of service to Avodah Zarah are considered to be similar to Avodos we do in the Mikdash, because that which is similar to Avodos Pnim, even if it's ain't darka bekach of that particular Avodah Zarah, one is going to be chayiv for. So we have to figure out what is considered to be similar to Avodos Pnim. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that there is a rule that something that only benefits, that only becomes to krovis when done, that something will only have the status of tikrovas of Avodah Zarah, which is Zasar Banah, when it's done ke'ein pnim. And we're going to relate that din to the stick used to worship Avodah Zarah when they're oved b'makal. So two very similar rules that relate to pnim, that one is only chayiv if he does an avoda to an Avodah Zarah that's ain't darka b'kach, if the avoda is ke'ein pnim, and something only becomes tikrovas of Avodah Zarah, which is Zasar Banah, if it was used ke'ein pnim, if the way that it was used was similar to the way that something would be used in Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether shechting a behema that's a balmum is going to be chayiv, and the limud that mechusar ever is an invalid korban for B'nai Noach. The difference between a balmum and a mechusar ever when it comes to B'nai Noach. Then on the bottom of Amar Aleph, we're going to talk about that one is chayiv for shechita l'avodah zarah, even when it's not the derech avodah of that avodah zarah. We're going to have a limud from a pasuk that's so, that shechita is always going to be chayiv, whether it's the derech avoda of that avodah zarah or not. And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the first Mishnah on Amud Beis, is going to talk about which items that are found near a markolis avodah zarah are considered to be tekroves and which ones are not. And the Gemara is going to formulate the klal that animates that Mishnah, or that informs that Mishnah. And then the Gemara is going to talk about the difference between something found within the curtains that surround the avodah zarah and something found outside the curtains that surround the avodah zarah, and how that distinction doesn't apply to Markolis and Bal Pa'or. And then the next Mishnah on the page is going to talk about benefiting from a garden or a bathhouse that's associated with Avodah Zarah. And then at the very end of the daf, we'll see if we get to it, we'll talk about the difference between an Avodah Zarah of an Ovid Kochavim and an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, as far as at what point we label it an Avodah Zarah that is Asar Bahana'ah. We have machlokas tanam about that. So let's begin 8 lines from the bottom of the page on daf nun on base. Amrav yom rav, avodas chum shovnos of b'makal. If you have an avodah zarah that they would worship using a stick, the way most rishonim understand it's like they would beat a drum with it, that they would make noise in front of it. Other rishonim say they would put the stick in the hand of the avodah zarah to show that the avodah zarah has some sort of power or something. Shavar makal b'fanei chayiv. If they break a stick in front of the avodah zarah, it's going to be chayiv, even though that's not the way they would normally worship. Worship that Avodah Zarah, but that's similar to the Avodah that we do in the Beis HaMikdash, because it's similar to an act of Shechita, where you break something. Zarek makal b'fnei ha'pater, but if you just throw the stick in front of it, that has no resemblance, living or dead, to anything we do in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore that's going to be pater. Amle abay l'rava, maishna shavar da'avle kein zvicha. Well, when it comes to shavar, you assume that that's kein p'nim, because it's kein zvicha, it's similar to shechting. Well, zarek nami avle kein zrika, well, when you're Zorek, the makal in front of the Avodah Zarah, isn't that somewhat similar to what we do in terms of Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbeach? That's also Ke'en Avodah. So Amalei, Bina Zrika Mishtaberes V'lecha. Now, when we throw dam, it splatters all over the place, so it's a Zrika Mishtaberes. When they throw a stick, it's a stick, and it lands right there, so nothing happens to it, so that's not considered Ke'en Zrika. Say Eisvei, Abaye challenges Rava, Safa Slot Tsoa, Oshe Nisech Lefanao, Avit Shal Meimei Reglayim, that if they feed the Avodah Zarah Tsoa, or they pour in front of it a kli that's made to made out of cheres to hold meiraglayim, to hold urine. So chayiv, you're going to be chayiv even if it's not the derech avoda of that particular avodah zara, because apparently the zrika is considered to be a zrika kein pnim. But wait a second, you just told me that a zrika is only considered a zrika if it flies all over the place. So bishlam avod shalmei meiraglayim ikas zrika mishtaberes. I get it when it comes to the avod shalmei meiraglayim, because the drop droplets fall all over the place, it's a liquid similar to dam. But if they're throwing tsoa at it, why is that considered ke'en zrika and a stick not considered ke'en zrika? Says Gemara, b'tsoa lacha, without getting too graphic, that tsoa comes in different forms. So sometimes it is a zrika mishtaberes. So lema kitanoi, says Gemara, maybe this issue, this statement of Rav, that any avoda that's ke'en zvicha, even though it's not ke'en pnim, you're going to be chayiv on it. So says Gemara, lema kitanoi, maybe that's really subject to machlokas tanoim. Shachat the chogav, if they shecht a grasshopper to the avodah zara, Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv v'cham potrim. Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayiv, the one who shechts it is chayiv, whether that's the derech of that avodah zara or not, and the chum say that you are potter. So my lab ba'al kamifli, what is the nekudas hamachlokas? Isn't it that demar savar aminan ken zvicha, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're chayiv in avodah that's ken zvicha? So even if it's even if you don't have this avoda that's done bifnim in the Beis Hamikdash, but it's ke'in zvicha, like Rav says about breaking a stick, that you're chayiv because that's ke'in shchita, even though we don't break sticks in the Beis Hamikdash. So it's not really ke'in pnim, but it's ke'in zvicha, and zvicha is always going to be chayiv whether that kind of zvicha is ever done in the Beis Hamikdash or not. Umar sover lo amin ke'in zvicha le'ke'in pnim, whereas the Chum say there's no rule of ke'in zvicha, there's rule of ke'in pnim, and we never shecht a grasshopper in the Beis Hamikdash, and that's why you're going to be potter, because it's not a ke'in pnim. Says Gemara, lo, dekuli alma lo amrin ke'in zvicha. Everyone holds the rules about ke'in pnim and not ke'in zvicha. We don't care about shechita in particular. It's all about whether we do something similar lifnim in the Beis Hamikdash. Ela ke'in pnim be'inan. Aye, what about the grasshopper? There's that lechora, that's not ke'in pnim. Why would you be chayiv? Shaini chagov hol v'tzavar adam l'tzavar behema. It is kind of ke'in pnim, because what's really the difference between shechting a behema and shechting a grasshopper? That a grasshopper that has a neck, it's a living being, it's similar enough to a behema. Breaking a stick, that might be a little different. So breaking a stick may be ke'in zvicha, but is not considered to be ke'in pnim. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Arvu, Amar Rav, Avod Zchavim Sh'ovdin Oso B'makal, Shavar Makal B'fanel Chayiv V'ne Eseres. So now we're adding a detail, that not only is one Chayiv when one breaks the stick in front of the Avodah Zara, because that's a ke'in zvicha, but not only that, it's ne'eseres. The stick itself becomes usher as a tikroves avodah zara. Zarak makal b'fanel chayiv. If you throw a stick in front of it, you're chayiv. Wait, I thought we said zarak makal b'fanel, you're potter. So this is assuming if the derech avoda of that avodah zara is through zrikas hamakal. Because anytime you do an avodah zara, that is the derech avoda of that avodah zara, you're going to be chayiv. But nevertheless, ein aneseres, even though it's a form of worship of that of Zar for which one is chayiv, the makal does not become usher as a tikroves avodah zara, because it's not an avodah that's ke'in pnim. In order for something to be tikroves avodah zara, the avodah you have to have done with it must be an avodah that's ke'in pnim. So amalei Rav Lerav Nachman, maishno shavar davilei ke'in zvicha zarek nami avilei ke'in zrika. Well, wait a second, the same question we asked before. Why is it that when you break it, we say, oh, that's like shechting, and therefore that's ke'in pnim, and therefore that's going to be a tekrovas avodah zara? Well, throwing it should be ke'in zrikas hadam that we do in the Beis HaMikdash, and should also make it a tekrovas avodah zara. So Amalei, Rav Nachman said, no, bein and zrika mishtaberes v'leka, the same answer that we gave before, that when we are zorek in the Beis HaMikdash, the things that we are zorek splatter in different places. But you throw a stick, it's still a stick. Elameata, if that were the case, that a zrika for tekrovas avodah zara is only going to be asur if it's mishtaberes, avne beis markolis, the stones of the beis markolis, which is the avodah zara that's made out of three pyramid-shaped rocks, and the avodah is throwing more rocks on it, where we said in the Mishnah that those rocks are going to be asur ba'ana, ba'meye asur. How do they become asur? The rocks don't break to pieces when you throw them at the avodah zara. So So if it's not a Ke'en Pnim, so how could they become a Tekroves Avodah Zarah? So meaning when it comes to being Chayiv for the Maisa of Avodah Zarah, as long as it's Darko Bekach, you're going to be Chayiv. And when it's Ein Darko Bekach, that's when we require that it be Ke'en Pnim in order to be Chayiv. But over here we're talking about labeling the item that was used as an Isser Hanah, as a Tekroves Avodah Zarah. Not about my personal Chiyuv or one's personal Chiyuv for doing this Avera, but it's about the Isser Hanah of the Tekroves itself. And for that, it always needs to be Ke'en Pnim. So how could the rocks of the Markolas become Aser Ba'anah? Where's the Ke'en Pnim? So Amalei Afle Didi Kashali. He says, you know, I was bothered by the same Kasha. Vishilte Rabbi Ravua. So I asked Rabbi Ravua. Rabbi Ravua L'chia Barab. And he brought it up the ladder. Rabbi Ravua asked L'chia Barab. L'chia Barab L'rab. And L'chia Barab asked his father. He asked Rav. V'amalei, and he said to him, Nasa Ki Megadel Avodas Chavim. That's not Aser Mishum Tekroves Avodas Zarah. That's Aser because you've made it itself into the Avodas Zarah. The Markolas itself is made out of rocks. So the rocks that you throw at the Markolas just make it a bigger Markolas. And therefore they become Aser as the Avodas Zarah. It's not Tekroves. It's the Avodas Zarah itself. So they become Aser even without a Zrika Mishtaberes. The din that you need, Kain Panim, and Zrika Mishtaberes is about Tekroves. But you're going to make anything into an Avodas Zarah, it's going to become Aser. But when you throw a stick in front of Avodah Zarah, the stick doesn't become a chelik of the Avodah Zarah. The worst it could ever be is a Tekroves. So you have to figure out, is that Kain Pnim or not? And it's not, because it's not a Zrika Mishtaberes. Says Marahani, Chalaman Diyamar Avodah Zchav Mishalav Vichav Masur Miyad. This works very well according to the opinion that we're going to have at the very, very end of today's daf, that an Avodah Zarah belonging to an Avodah Chavim becomes Aser the second it becomes an Avodah Zarah, even if it has not yet been worshipped. So any rock that you throw onto the Markolas immediately becomes part of the Markolas and right away becomes Aser as part of the Avodah Zarah. But if you're going to say that an Avodah Zarah of an Avodah Chavim only becomes Aser once someone actually worships it, so granted, the rocks that you threw at the Markolas are a form of worship to the Markolas, but when did you worship those rocks that you just threw onto it? That's only going to be the next time someone throws a rock onto the Markolas. So you can't say that that has the status of an Avodah Zarah itself, according to the opinion that something only takes on the status of an Avodah Zarah once it's not only designated but also worshipped as well. So Amalei, so he says, what do you mean? Each time they throw a rock, so you're right. At the time that they're throwing it, they're doing an act of Avodah Zarah. When does it become part of the Avodah Zarah? The next time someone else throws a rock at it, then the previous rock became an Avodah Zarah that had been worshipped and therefore takes on the full status of an Avodah Zarah. Says Mar, great. So the very last rock thrown on it should not yet be Aser Ba'anah, because the Avodah you did was not Ke'en Pnim, so it's not Tekroves Avodah Zarah, and it's not the Avodah Zarah Atzma until someone worships it, and no one worshipped it yet if it was the very last rock that was thrown on that Markolis. So you're right. The last rock would not be Aser Ba'anah. If you could identify which one was the last rock, so then you could take it and use it to your heart's delight, you know, use it whatever you want to use it for, but good luck, you know, how are you going to identify what was the last rock that was thrown on it? Ravashi Amar Kalachas V'achas Nas Tekroves Asma V'Tekroves L'Chaverta. That Ravashi says, no, even if you could identify the last rock, it's still part of the Avodah Zarah. When did anyone worship it? You did when one throws a rock at Markolas, he's doing two things simultaneously. He's doing a Tekroves for the existing Markolas, and he's worshipping this new expanded Markolas, which only became expanded because of the rock that he is throwing onto it. So it's considered as if you not only designated this last rock as Avodah Zarah, but it's already been worshipped. The very moment that you threw it at the Markolas, it's both things happened. It is a Tekroves of Avodah Zarah, so it doesn't have the status of Tekroves of Avodah Zarah because it's not Kain Pnim, but it is a worship of the Avodah Zarah, and it is a worship of itself, of the new rock, the newly expanded Avodah Zarah. So now the Gemara asks, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, we're going to see in the Mishnah in today's Daf on Amud Beis, that Matzah Barosho, if you find on the top of Markolas, Ksus Ma'us Okelim, you find clothing or money or Kelim, Harei Elim Mutarim, they're Mutar Ba'anah, because we assume that they're not there for noi, and they're not made for noi, they're not placed there for noi, they're not there to honor the avodah zarah. But parkile anavim, if you find grapevines, v'atarash al shibalim, you find the crowns made out of grain or other peros, v'yeno shmanim uslasos, wine and oils and flowers, kol dav shekutz v'karv l'gabim mizbeach, anything that we would bring on the mizbeach, the base of Mikdash, aser is going to be aser by noi, because that we assume is made for noi to decorate the Markulis, to honor the Markulis. So Bishlam, Yenosh Manus Lassos Ikekein Pnim. I get why the Yenosh Manus Lassos are going to be considered to Krovus Avodazar, because that's Ke'ein Avodazar, that's Ke'ein our Avoda that's done Bifnim. We are Menasech Yayin on the Mizbeach and the base of Mikdash. We have a Shemin in our Karbanos Mincha that are brought on the Mizbeach. The Menachos themselves are made out of Sol. So all of those things, that makes perfect sense. V'ika kein zrika mishtaberes. And there is zrika mishtaberes. When you throw them, they fall to pieces. Wine splatters. Shemen splatters. Flour is teeny tiny particles that go all over the place. Ela parkile anav matar shal shibalim loke in pnimika v'loke zrika mishtaberesika. But when it comes to the grapevines and to the crowns made out of grains and things like that, it is not shayich bifnim, and nor is it Zrika Mishtaberes, because they don't break when you throw them. So that's a Kasher and Rav Gidl who said that something only becomes Asaras to Krovus Avodah Zarah if it's Shayich Bifnim, and on Rava who said that it needs to be Zrika Mishtaberes. So this is not Zrika Mishtaberes. So Amar Rava, Amar Ula, Kigon Shabbatzon Mitchila Lekach, that these are Anavim and Shibalim that are on the head of the Markolis or Asabana, if when they first harvested them, they did it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Because when they harvest the Shem of Vodazar, that involves cutting. Cutting is similar to Shechita. So there's your Ke'en Pnim. It's not the act of Zrika that they did by placing it on the Avodah Zarah. It's the act of harvesting, which is a Ke'en Shechita, and that's okay, in Pnim, and it doesn't need to be Mishtaberes anymore. Mishtaberes is only when you're trying to mimic Zrika, but when you're trying to mimic Shechita, as long as you cut something, so that's considered to be enough of a Ke'en Pnim. How do I know that if one shechts a behema that's a balmum for Avodah Zarah, that he's pater? Shenemar, Zoveach Leluhim Yecharam, Bilti LaShem Levado. Zoveach Leluhim, it's Leluhim, it's not Lelukim, means someone that shechts for Avodah Zarah. Yecharam means he should die. And from the fact that it says Bilti Hashem Levado, we learn Lo Asra Torah Elokein Pnim, that the Torah only asks when you shecht the behema if it's a zvicha that's ke'en pnim, meaning it's a behema that would have been ra'oi to be makriv inside the Beis HaMikdash, but a behema that you could not be makriv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since it's a balas mum, the Torah never asks us to be makriv to Avodah Zarah, and therefore one is not going to be chayiv for this Avodah Zarah. The Tosos sounds like Rabbi Yochanan says that if you shecht the balas mum, your pater is not disagreeing with Rav, who said that for shechting a grasshopper, you're going to be chayiv. It's just that Rav was talking about a case where it's the dark of bakach to be ovid it b'makal or b'chagav or whatever. And Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a case in Avodah Zarah that's not the derech to be shochet a behemah to it at all. Meaning we had already said earlier that Rav had said shecht a grasshopper, that's considered kain panim. And over here we're saying that you shecht an animal that's a balas mum, and all of a sudden that's not kain panim, which is more similar to kain panim. So there's the other factor of whether it's dark or bekach. Not all the Rishonim learn like that. It could be that it's a machlokas. So anyway, Havi bar Rava. Rava said, well, wait a second. This balmum that you're saying you're pata for, b'mai, what type of mum does it have? Ilim b'dukin shaba'ayin. If it has a mum that's a dukin shaba'ayin, we learned about on Tisha B'Av, and then the Chorban Agadah says, right, that's what Bar Kamtza sent behema, he took the behema from the king and he put a dukin shaba'ayin on it to apostle it. So something like that, which we consider a mum, Hashlo b'nei Noach chazil gevah b'bamadetu, b'nei Noach are allowed to bring karbanos with the duke and shabayin. They're just not allowed to bring it in the base of Mikdash, but they're allowed to bring on their own bamos. They're allowed to bring a karban that has that kind of mum. They're only not allowed to bring a mechusar ever, as a carbon. But these smaller mumin, they do not become asala akrava for b'nei Noach. The halacha is b'nei Noach are allowed to bring the darim and the davos, just like a Jew is allowed to bring the darim and the davos. The Gemara dashes from the pasuk ish ish. It says asher yakrav karbonel l'chol nedreim l'chol nedvosam. So they're only not allowed to bring a mechusar aver, but any balmum they're allowed to bring on their bamos. So lavod chav mi bayi. So you need to tell me that someone who shechts a behemoth with the dugan shabayin, which a guy is allowed to bring as a carbon on a bama. So you're going to tell me that's not enough of a kein avoda, of a kein panim, to be chay for avoda zara? Ella b'mechusar ever. So it must be we're talking about an animal that a guy could not even use as a carbon. It's a mechusar ever, and it's also even for b'nei Noach. Ukit Reb Lazer, Dom Reb Lazer minayin l'mechusar ever shu asul b'nei Noach. Reb Lazer has the limud. How do I know that a mechusar ever a b'nei Noach is not allowed to be makriv? Shenamar, because the pasuk says when talking to Noach prior to the mabul, umikol hachai mikol basar shnayim mikol. That's what you should bring to the teva to live with you. So we darshin. Amra Torah havei behema shechayin rashi evarin shela. Mikol achai teaches me that you should bring a behema that all of its rashi evarim are intact, that it is not mechusar ever, and only that can be brought as a korban for a ben Noach. If it's mechusar ever, then it cannot be brought as a korban. Says Gemara, that's what you learn from mikol achai. Hayu mikol achai mi bayi lemuti treifa. I thought we learned from mikol achai that Noach wasn't allowed to bring a treifa into the teva. It has to be an animal that's able to live, and that's a kasher Reb Lazer who learns mechusar ever from mikol achai. Says Gemara, milchayo zera nafka. No, the din of treifa is derived from milchayo zera because it says in the pasuk lechayo zera al pnei kol haaretz, that you're bringing all of these animals in order to reproduce and to keep the species alive in the world. So you see from lechayo zera that you have to bring a behemoth that's ruuya leledes, that's able to have children, that's able to have offspring, and a treifa is in a yoledes. A treifa is not able to have offspring, so that's where we learn treifa, and therefore the pasuk that we initially used from mechusar ever still works. Says Gemara, well, honey, chlamandim treifa in yoledes, chlamandim treifa yoledes, meikel meibar. That works if you assume that a treifa is in yoledes, but if the metzias is that a treifa actually is yoledes, then you cannot exclude treifa from the chayozera, and therefore you need mikolachai to exclude treifa, and therefore you don't have mikolachai to exclude mechusar ever. So you got no limud, the mechusar ever is a problem for ben Noach. So makra itach. Itach bedomelach. That no, the pasuk says itach. So from there we learn that Noach is told not to bring a treifa because it should be an animal that's similar to you, that just like you're not a treifa, so to the animal should not be a treifa. Memela mikolachai is extra to teach mechusar ever. V'domel Noach gufei treifa hava. But how do you know Noach wasn't a treifa? Maybe Noach himself was a treifa. Rashi points out he lived for a long, long time after the mabul. Doesn't that indicate that he wasn't a treifa? Ah, maybe we're assuming like the Shita, the treifa chaya, that a treifa just means that it has certain illnesses, but it could live for a long time as well. So mele, you can't be memayit treifa from itach bedomelach, so we should learn to be memayit from the lashon of the pasuk mikolachai, which is riboy, that it has to be chai and healthy and not a treifa. So dafka a treifa is nismayit, but not a mechusar ever. So we're back stuck to the problem of where do I know that a mechusar ever is a problem. So tamim ksiv bay. Because it says tamim, it says about Noach that he was a tamim. So don't tell me that Noach was a treifa, and therefore, if I know Noach wasn't a treifa, itach must mean that it should be like you in that it's not a treifa, which frees up mikalachai tamim mechusar ever. So dilma tamim bidrachav. How do you know tamim means not a treifa? Maybe tamim means in the way he behaves, in the way he his midos, in his anivus and things like that. So tzaddik sevei, it already says tzaddik. So tzaddik already covers the way he behaves. Well, dilma tamim bidrachav tzaddik b'masav. Maybe one is in terms of his midos, the other are in terms of his actions, but neither of them are about treifa. So says you can't say that Noach was a treifa, because what's Hashem telling him to do? Bring animals that are just like you into the teva. Daf gonna bring treifas into the teva? Hashem would tell him an instruction to only bring treifas into the teva, not to bring ones that are not trefas, that doesn't make any sense. So certainly Noach was not a trefa, and he was told to bring behemoths that are similarly, likewise, not trefos. And therefore, Mikol HaChai is there to tell me that Mechusar Ever is no good for B'nai Noach. Well, Hashla Dinafka Me'itach, once I learned from Itach that trefa is excluded, L'chayozera Lamali, what do I need L'chayozera to teach me? Meaning, Mikol HaChai teaches me Mechusar Ever. Itach tells me trefa. What's L'chayozera about? Say, Ime Itach, if I only learned trefa from the word Itach, Havamina L'safsa B'yalma, I would have thought that Itach does not mean B'domen Lach. I would have thought that you should bring in animals that you can hang out with, that will keep you company. Vafiluzaken, Vafilusaris. So maybe it shouldn't be a trefa, but it doesn't have to be one that's able to still have offspring. It could be an old animal. It could be an animal that's been neutered or something like that. So Kamash Malan, the Chayozera. That's why he's told what the purpose of bringing these animals that are not trefos into the Teva for is the Chayozera. So that's why I need Itach and the Chayozera. I'm Rabbi Lazar. How do I know that if one shechts a behemoth to Markulis, which is not the way one would normally worship Markulis, normally it's worshipped by throwing rocks at it, but how do I know that one is chayiv? Shinamar, because the pasuk says, "V'lo yizbuchu odes evcheyam nasiirim." So there's an iser to be zoveach l'avodah zara. So I already know that there's an iser to do avodas that are kedarka. We already says that you're going to say that I'm going to, you know, mimic the ways that they worship. So that's already teaches me about kedarka. So tenayuini l'shalo kedarka. So this pasuk of lo yizbuchu odas evcheyam nasiirim must be that zvi. Zvicha is aser, even when shalo kedarka. So one is chayiv for zvicha in particular, even when shalo kedarka, like by a markolis. So says Gemara, vaha lahach yudasa. Are you sure that's what the pasuk of Elo Yizbuchu is coming to teach me of nisr of zvicha lavodazar shalo kedarka? Hami bailelicha detanya. I thought we needed for the following brisa that when it talks about the iser of hakrava of shchutei chutz, it's adkan who medaber bekachim sheik dishan b'shas iser abamos v'kriv. Even b'shas tisur b'mos, the beginning of the pasuk where it says "Vel Pesach al ma'ad levi l'akriv korban l'Hashem," it's talking about something that you're an animal that you were makdish during a time of isur b'mos, and meaning after the mishkan was already erected, and you were makriv at the time of isur b'mos. Shariyon shenamur. That's where the Torah tells me the onesh that you chayiv kares for shchutei chutz. Shenamur, because the pasuk says by the hakrav shchutei chutz, "Vel Pesach al ma'ad levi," that what's the problem is that you should have brought it to Pesach al ma'ad. But instead, you didn't. It was the time of Isser Bamos. Pesach Ol Moed was available, and you decided to shecht it b'chutz. So onesh shamanu asara minayin. That's where I learned the onesh. How do I know the asara? Tam lomer pen tala olosecha. So pen is the asara. Ukit Rabbi Avnam Rabbi Ila, Dam Rabbi Avnam Rabbi Ila, Kolmok v'sham rishom pen v'al, enu ala b'losasei. Then anytime you have isham or pen or al, it's always a lashon of a losasei. So mikan ve'elach, but then as the pasuk goes weiter, and it says l'man asher yaviu, so that is teaching me mikan ve'eluchu medaber b'kachim shekdishon b'shas heter b'bamos. We're talking about karbanos that you were makdish at a time when bamos were mutter, and then before you had a chance to be makrovid, the mishkan was erected, and now it's a shas iser bamos v'ekriven b'shas iser bamos, and you were makrovid b'chutz at a time of iser bamos after the mishkan was erected. Shneimar l'man asher yaviu b'nei yisrael l'sivchei. Means shertarti l'chokver, that I already was matir to be to shecht on bamos, and even though you were maktish the zevach at such a time that it was mutter to bring on bamos, now it's also to you for you to do that. So when it says al pnei asada melamich kol zevach bebama b'shas isra bamos malav kasuk il zevach al pnei asada, that anyone who shechts on a bama at a time of isra bamos, it's like shechting al pnei asada, it's like shechting tavod zara. So we equate hakrava on a bama to hakrava la avodah zara. So now, okay, that's the key. We made that equation that the Torah itself links hakrava on a bama b'shas isur bamos to hakrava la avodah zara. So ve'evim la'Hashem zum mitzvah saseh. There's a mitzvah saseh to bring the zevach la'Hashem to the Ohel Moed, and someone who violates that, doesn't bring it to the Ohel Moed, is in violation of mitzvah saseh. Umitzas losase. And there's umitzas losase minayin. How do I know that there's a losase as well? Tamalomar, because the pasuk says about someone who's zovech at an abama at a shasis or bamos v'lo yizbuchu od es zivchayim. So that's losase, not to be makriv outside of the olmoid. So yachol yeyanush kares. I might think that even in this kind of case where you were makdish the animal when bamos were mutter, and then you were makrivit when bamos were aser, that you should be chayiv kares, just like one is chayiv kares if they were makdish and makriv b'shasis or bamos. Tavlomer, that's why the pasuk says chukas olam tia zos lahem. So zos lahem v'lo acheres lahem, that there's a mitzvah in losase for being makriv an animal b'shas iser bamos, that you were makdish b'shas heter bamos, but it's falls short of being kares. Kares is only if both the hakdasha and the hakrava happened at the shas iser bamos. What you see from this brisa is that the pasuk v'lo yizbuchu od es zivchehem is about the iser of shchut echutz on a bama, even if you're makdish b'shas heter bamos, and is not there as an asara for shchita l'avodah zara when it's a darka b'kach. So not like by shechting to a markulis, which is not the derech to shech to a markulis, which is what we previously thought the pasuk was about. So this was one long kasha. We said, how do I know that you're not allowed to shech to a markulis? We said on the bottom of Amud Aleph. So we said, oh, how do I know? Because it says v'lo yizbuchu odes ivchayim lasirim, etc. So the Gemara is saying, that's not what this pasuk is about. This pasuk is teaching me about bringing karbanos b'shas iser bamos on a bama. So Amarava kari be v'lo yizbuchu v'kari be v'lo od, that the asara to shech to markulis is from that very same pasuk, because the word od is extra in that pasuk. So you can read the pasuk as if the word v'lo is going on v'lo yizbuchu on the zvicha, which is the kari be, and we also read it on the v'lo is going on od. So it turns out that there are two lavin in the pasuk. So one of them is about shechting b'chutz, if you were makdish the carbon b'shas heter bamos and you're shechting a b'shas iser bamos, and the other lav in the pasuk is what we wanted to say, that shechting l'shem, shechting an animal lav l'dezara, when it's not darko b'kach, you're shechting to balpar, you're shechting to markulis, it's not darko b'kach, you're still going to be chayiv. Okay, new mishnah. Not totally new, because we saw a quote in Amud Aleph. Matzah b'rosho ma'us k'sus. Okay, let me find on the top of the avodah zarah and the markolis, you find money or clothing or kelim, harele mutarim, those are mutar, but parchile anav, matar shel shibalim, yeno, shmanu muslasos, kaldav shekehetsu b'karval gam mizbeach, aser, anything that would be brought on the mizbeach is going to be aser. So minani mili, how do I know that that's true? So the Gemara says, first let's explain the cases where that which is found near an avodah zarah is aser, and the cases where that would, meaning what's the klal in terms of that which is found near avodah zarah? What's aser, what's mutter? And then once we know the klal, we'll see exactly how the Mishnah was following that klal. So Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef Rav Shaya. Kosvech Romer, we have one pasuk that says, V'atira shikusei meskuleim eitzva evan kesef zav asheri mahem. So when it says asheri mahem, it's coming to tell me that anything that's found with the shikutsim and the gilulim, the nachrim are makriv leloheim, even if it's eitz and evan, not only kesef zav, that's going to be aser. So we darshan that the pasuk says shikutsim for those things as well. So anything that the makriv level desire is going to be aser v'anah. But because of Echromer, losach mod kesef v'zav aleihem, that only kesef and zav that the makrav level desire become aser b'anah, sounds like eitz ve'eva and lower level things are not aser b'anah. Ha-ketzad, how do we reconcile that? Imahim dumyada aleihem, that which is imahim, which includes eitz ve'eva, is only dumya to that which is aleihem, which included kesef v'zav. Ma aleihem dover shel noy aser shenu shel noy mutter, just like aleihem was kesef v'zav, which are by definition items of noy, and therefore only decorative items are aser, non-decorative items are mutter. Sa'afi ma'im, so too, when we're talking about eitz ve'even, it's only going to be aser if dover shel noy aser v'shenu shel noy mutter. So the rule really is not about the particular material. The rule is it shel noy or is it eino shel noy? So ve'ema aleihem dumi di'imayim, but maybe the drasha should go the opposite way. Maybe the kesef v'zav needs to be similar to the eitz ve'even. Ma'imayim kol mashe imayim. Just like imayim said eight, tzeven, anything. It could be any material. It sounds like it doesn't have to be beautiful at all. Saf aleim kol shaleim. So to when it says aleim, even though it only gave examples of kesef zav, maybe anything on it is going to be awesome. So maybe the limud is the opposite. Says Gemara, no, because that doesn't make any sense. Im kein lo yomar aleim. Once you have imayim and it says eitz ve'even and everything is included, why would you have to give examples of kesef zav if everything is aser? So it has to be teaching me something. So that's why I say aleim dumidi imayim, that the eitz ve'even are going to be aser if they're like kesef zav in that they're decorative and they're beautiful. So now let's go to explain our Mishnah. Ma'os davar shel nayhu. Ma'os, meaning the Mishnah said that if you find money on the Rosh Malkus, it's mutter. So I asked Mara, why is it mutter? Ma'os is a davar shel nay. I thought we just said anything that's nay is going to be aser. So Amri Dvei Raviyana, b'kis kashu b'talilu b'tzavaro. It's money that's put in a very disrespectful way on the Avodah Zarah. It's in a pouch that's hanging around the neck of the Avodah Zarah. Ksus davar shel nay, who says Mara, but we said ksus is mutter. Ksus is also davar shel nay. Amri Dvei Raviyana, b'kis mukpalas b'menachs al rosho. When you dress up the Avodah Zarah in ksus, it may be a davar shel nay. But if you fold it up and put it on its head, so that's not a davar shel nay. Kli davar shel nayhu. A kli is davar shel nay. Again, it all depends how you do it. Amar Papa, dischif le mashkita areshe. Not if it's turned over upside down on top of its head, as if you just poured something over its head. Then it's not a davar shel nay. So Amar Avasi Berchia, kol shu lefinim minakil kolin, anything that's inside the mechitza around the Avodah Zarah, afilu mayim umelach, even something that's not shel nay at all, like water and salt, asr, is going to be asr ba'ana. We assume that was part of the tekroves. Chutz lakil kolin, if it's outside of the curtain that immediately surrounds the Avodah Zarah, Dover shel nay asr, shein shel nay mutter. Then it's only going to be asr if it's Dover shel nay. So I'm Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanin, Naktinan, Ein kol kolin lo lepar v'lo lemarkulis. There's no chilik between inside the curtains and outside the curtains when it comes to Avodah Zarah, that they would worship in degrading ways. So the mic. What do you mean there's no chilek? In which direction? Is everything considered like lefnim, and therefore even if it's mayim u'melech, it's going to be asur? Or is everything considered like lechutz, and only davar shel nay is asur? Ilem dafi lefnim kechutz dami. If you mean to say that everything that's lefnim is considered like lechutz v'shari and itself are going to be mutter, hashta pu'urim farin kamei mayim melech l'makvin alei? Wait, you mean to tell me that mayim u'melech is not going to be considered to krovus because that's degrading to the markolus and the par? Look what they do to it. There's nothing degrading to the markolus and the par. Ella afilu chutz kibifnim dami. No, what it means to say is even things that are chutz from the curtains are considered kifnim, and they're all considered to krovus and va'asr, and they're all going to be asr. New Mishnah. If there's a garden or a bathhouse around the Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to get hana from it and use it. Take the peros from the gino, bathe in the merchatz, as long as you don't pay the priests of the Avodah Zarah, because the bathhouse and the garden themselves are not aser, they're not hukdash Avodah Zarah. They nen in man betova, but you're not allowed to get hana by paying the priests. Because they're going to give some of the profits to the Avodah Zarah. Haya shalah v'shalacherim. But let's say the merchatz of the gina belong not only to the Avodah Zarah, but also to others as well, others use it as well. Nen men ben betava ben shalom betava. Then you get anah whether you pay for it or not. Avoscham shal ovichavim, another halacha, an Avodah Zarah that belongs to an ovichavim, asura miyad, becomes asur right away, as soon as it's made. V'shal Yisrael en asurat shetiyaved. But an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael only becomes asur once it's actually worshipped. The Rishonim explain that when an Avodah Zarah is designated by an Ovid Chavim, we have every confidence that he's going to follow through and he's going to use it as an Avodah Zarah. When it's designated by a Jew, we have every confidence he's going to do tshuva and he's never going to actually use it as an Avodah Zarah. So Amar Abaye, Betova, Betova's Komrin, Shalom Betova, Shalom Betova's Komrin. Betova means, going on the first part of the Mishnah, that you're paying the Komrin, you're paying the priest. Shalom Betova means you're not paying the priest. Lafuke, Tovas Ovda, the Shari, as opposed to if you give the Stam, not to the Komrin, but stamp to the old Avodah Zarah, that's going to be mutter even though you're paying for it. Ika de masa seifa. Some have Abayi's comment on the seifa, that haya shalav shalacherim, seifa meaning the second of the three sentences in the Mishnah, not the very last line, but that if it belonged to the Avodah Zarah and others, nen men betova v'shalob betova, then you get anah both betova and shalob betova, and that's fine. So Amar Abayi, betova betova sacherim. Betova means that you pay others. Shalob betova, shalob betova's komrin. You're only allowed, but you're allowed to get out of Shalobatov means provided that you don't pay the priests. So Man de Masniya Seifa, the one who had Abayi's comment on the Seifa, that the Gina and the Merchatza belongs to it and to Acherim, you're allowed to get Anah only when you pay Acherim, but not when you pay the Komrim, Kolshkein HaReisha. Certainly Abayi is going to hold in the case of the Reisha, where it belongs entirely to the Avodah Zarah, that Betova means Betova's Komrim, because everything belongs to the Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to get Anah when you're paying the Komrim. Uman de Masniya Reisha, the one who had Abayi commenting on the Reisha, that you're not allowed to get Hana'a from an Avodah Zarah, from a Merchatz that belongs exclusively to the Avodah Zarah, if you pay the Komrim, Avala Seifa. But then he'll tell you that the one who had Abayi in relation to the Reisha will say that in the case of the Seifa, where the Gina or the Merchatz did not belong exclusively to the Avodah Zarah, Kivin Deika Acherim Ba'ada, Afilu B'tovas Komrim Nami Shapir Dami, then it could be that you're even allowed to pay the priests in such a case where it's not owned exclusively by the Avodah Zarah, it's also owned by others as well. So and you're allowed to get Hana from the Gina and the Merchatz because you're being Nene. You can say that you're being Nene from the Chelek that's owned by the Acherim and not from the Chelek that's owned by the Avodah Zarah. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots. Everyone have a good Shabbos.